Here at Paddy Power, we're the home of the Money Back Special, with some incredible offers every single week. Check out the website or app today. Terms and conditions apply. 18+ BeGambleAware.org.
Hi there, welcome along to the Racing Post Football Postcast. Bruce Millington, Mark Langdon, Dan Childs and Paddy Powers. Brian McDonald looking ahead to Cup Final weekend and some other playoff issues. Plus, elsewhere in Europe, there are the final knockings to be sorted out, including a potential fairy tale into the Champions League for little Getafe. We'll have a look at their chances of pulling that off. But, of course, FA Cup Final weekend, that's the big one, and it's Manchester City versus Watford. Watford in their first cup final since 1984. I remember it well. I actually had, that was my first ever successful scorecast. Andy Gray and Everton to beat Watford 2-0. So, fond memories of that. We've got someone who really cares about this game. This wouldn't necessarily be the most enthralling cup final of all time, but lads, in life there is one golden rule. You have to watch the cup final. It doesn't matter how much. It doesn't compare to what it was like before. But Childsy is, as well as mainly being a Tottenham fan, very much a Watford fan. So the Childs family descending. We'll get him and Mark's views on what will happen before Brian tells us the match betting on the 2019 Cup Final.
Manchester City are 1-6, the draw 11-2, and Watford are 13-1.
And what have you done with that, Brian? Have you just fallen in line with everyone else, or are you taking an industry position there?
I think that 1-6 on Manchester City we have is actually quite big. I think they've won 24 of their last 26 domestic league and cup games. So going off that stat, they should be a closer to a 1-10 shot. So I think there actually is a bit of value in that City price.
Mark, are you going to be lumping on at 1-6?
No. I assume that Manchester City will win. I mean, if you have a look at sort of Watford's record against the big teams, they've been very competitive in them, but lost 11 of 12 in the Premier League. They did beat Tottenham and drew them in the EFL Cup. But I suspect that Man City will win, probably not in a flashy kind of way. I mean,
they've stopped doing that, haven't they? Really,
they have. I mean, the 4-1 against Brighton, was sort of the exception to the rule, really, and probably just perked up by the fact that Brighton scored first. But you know, I don't think they're playing with the same sort of free flowing nature as they were before. Maybe the fact that, you know, there was a bit of pressure on them to win the Premier League and the FA Cup, although a big deal because it could be the first ever domestic treble for an English
Since
team.
How long?
No, first ever in terms of the FA Cup, League Cup, and
never been done.
No, Liverpool won the Liverpool did their own one, which was, I think, League Cup, European Cup.
Oh, right, yeah. No one's done the domestic treble.
Not as far as I'm aware.
Good grief.
Certainly not. It's not got spoken about.
I think it has because of the quad. Because the quad got ruined. Yeah. As far as I mean, maybe there was, no, because the League Cup wasn't even going into it. Sort of before, yeah. So it would be the first time.
Unprecedented
domestic treble. But I think it will be a bit of a grind. I think in terms of the shorter prices, one I like the look of is under 1.5 first half goals, and it's 8-13 with Paddy Power. I know it seems a little bit short, but I mean, if it's copped in 7 of Man City's last 9 games. It's copped in terms of Watford. They've played 13 matches against the Big Six this season. It's copped in 10 of those, including the games against City, and in 10 of the last 12 cup finals. So I think Watford, if you want maybe a bigger prize, maybe draw half-time, City full-time could be one way. And then in terms of the specials, there's two I like the look of. It's in the man of the match market. Raheem Sterling at 4-1, Bernardo Silva at 7-1. Sterling, there's obviously a backdrop to this season of him outside of the football where he's been outstanding. He's born from around that way as well. I think, if he plays well, it would be a sort of fitting finale. And Bernardo Silva, as Pep Guardiola said, being City's best player, and he's 7-1, and I think he's sort of industry, it certainly puts him out there as a likely runner.
I was on a little lads' weekend the other day, and we were lying by the pool, and one of my mates pulled out his phone and said, "Can you thank that guy Mark off the postcast?" He said, "Because in January, before the third round, he put up Watford, and I backed him each way." So that was a great shout.
I mean,
place money.
The place is there. I mean, you couldn't have asked for a harder, final, but it's you're in with a chance.
Absolutely. So 16.5-1 return there. Very nice indeed. Well done. Now then, Dan, how many members of the Childs clan are heading down the Jubilee line?
Family. Well, my dad's going. My son, my brother, So yeah, four of us, but lots of friends as well. We've got about 10 seats together in the stadium. So yeah, should be good fun. Yeah.
What are you going to wear? Just a replica shirt?
I've had a bit of that. I've had issues there. I went into the Watford shop trying to get a latecomer getting a shirt, and then they've said they've run out.
They've sold out,
and they're not doing any more. So I'm going to have to borrow my brother's away shirt and wear a green shirt to the game, which is a bit sad.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
Get one of them sort of jester hat.
I've got one of them. They're doing special T-shirts, Watford Cup final T-shirts.
But have you put your?
Once they've lost the game, that's going to look a little bit sad on my own.
Have they released next year's kit yet?
They have. Yeah, it's a bit like a Blackburn kind of number with like yellow and black halves, which is unusual.
Oh, really? So,
yeah.
Wow.
I was annoyed at first, but I was moaning about the last shirt with the stripes, and I kind of warmed to that in the end. So.
Excellent. Well done. Well, anyway, Dan, this is your neutral. Yeah. Clinical, unbiased view. What's going to happen on Saturday?
I've got a few angles. I think I agree with Mark that it might start off tight, and I think City are they're worthy favourites. I'm not so sure that I disagree that 1-6 is a good price. I think it might be a little bit more competitive than that, and I think it might open up as the game goes on. I think the league games were like that actually. It was tight early on. And then when Watford had to come out, when they fell behind, the game's opened up and there are lots of chances. And Watford scored in both of them as well.
Let's just recap what happened there, because Man City were cruising to a 2-0 win and then there was a late goal in one of them, and then they went 3-0 up and it was 3-1 in the other. But in both games, City had 71% of possession.
Yeah, but in both games, when the game opened up, Watford did look dangerous as well. Got their late goal, and there was it was a kind of end-to-end towards the end of the games. And I think it could be similar here, and that's why I'm going to go for the angle of Man City to win and both teams to score, which is really does juice the price up, 9-5. As I say, it's copped in both the league games this season. Watford have scored in 10 of their last 12 games as well. They've been playing some quite attacking football recently. The exceptions to that was the 3-0 at Chelsea when they had 16 shots at Stamford Bridge, created a lot there. And the 1-0 loss at home to Arsenal, where they created a lot despite playing 80 minutes with 10 men. So, they have got good attacking players in the side. Another angle I would look at there along those lines is Gerard Deulofeu. He's 14-1 to score the first goal. I think that's each way value. And when you compare that, Fernandinho is the same price at 14-1. He's got one goal in 42 appearances this season. David Silva this year has not scored in 27 appearances. He's 17-2. So I'm just looking at a value angle. He's also got 9 goals in the last 13 games. In great form, Deulofeu. And he's kind of a big match play. Think of the Wolves game when he got in 2 stunning goals as well.
He's had a good season, hasn't he?
He has. And it's towards the second half of the season when he's got his fitness right. He's lasting games now. He was fading out of games earlier in the season, but playing 90 minutes now looks sharp.
I thought you were going to put him up for man of the match, but of course you will remember that time. Was it 2003? 16 years ago. Dan Childs just joined the Racing Post football desk, okay? And he got we gave him the FA Cup final specials preview to write, and he took Cristiano Ronaldo to be man of the match when Man United beat Millwall. It was the most ridiculous performance ever. Ronaldo was unbelievable. He had Millwall on toast throughout the game. He was the outstanding player by miles. And everyone's like, well done, Dan. Fantastic tip. Absolutely brilliant. But Sven-Göran Eriksson was choosing, if you remember, the man of the match. And they told him he had to choose someone who could speak good English so he could do the interviews afterwards. He went for Ronaldo and they went, no, his English isn't good enough. So someone like, I don't know, Fletcher or someone.
Van Nistelrooy.
Right. Anyway, it was so unlucky. Yeah. But anyway, so Mark, go on.
There's one other little angle as well. Just along the lines of, Mark was mentioning about a lot of their games have been tight recently, Man City. 8 of the last 16 games, they've won by one goal. I'll just throw out there that Man City to win by one goal is 11-4. That may be possibly of interest.
Okay, so far our bet basket from Mark is 8-13 under 1.5 first half goals. Sterling at 4-1 and Bernardo Silva at 7-1 for man of the match. Dan is going for 9-5 short, which is City to win and both teams to score. Deulofeu 14-1 each way for first scorer, and City at what price to win by one goal?
11-4 to win by one goal.
11-4. Okay, Brian, what else can you add to the bet pile?
Well, I'm not sure. I hope it is going to be a competitive game, but if Watford play anything like they have their last 4 or 5 league games, I don't think they're going to have any trouble I don't think City will have any trouble in dispatching them. Mark touched on Watford's form against the Big Six this season, 1 win, 11 defeats. So I really can't see them putting it up to City. I think Manchester City will be in control for most of the game. I don't think there's going to be as many goals in it as Dan and Mark touched on. City, I think they might score early on. They might score 1-0 up, 2-0 up. I don't think they're going to push on for 3 or 4 like they did against Brighton in the semi-final. They went 1-0 up early and they just saw the game out. So I'm going to go with Manchester City to win and under 3.5 goals, which would be my bet at even money. I don't think there's going to be as many goals as the lads suggest.
Okay. We better do cup final. They played for both clubs. I gave this a little thought last night and then stopped because I could not think of a single one.
No, I can't. None of
them are City players.
It's the hardest they played for both clubs ever.
Yeah, I mean, they've not really sort of been at the same sort of level, have they? Like, it's not a well-trodden path, is it?
Coton's been involved at City and played for Watford, but I don't think he played for City, did he? That's
No, it's not they were involved.
No.
Okay, we never know. We might pick another one up. We haven't got any bookings lines yet, Brian. It's Arbiter Friend, I believe, has been given the whistle. I wouldn't say he particularly deserves it and what he's done this season, but would you expect it to be a card-happy match, Lango?
No, not really. I mean, Watford, I suppose, we'll have to use their physicality, to some extent. But I think referees do tend to officiate cup finals differently, and the Arbiter Friend will probably give it every chance to, pass off peacefully. But I mean, the Decore, Kapu in midfield are going to have to, get up close and personal to City. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Hollabass has been, I mean, in terms of first card, I mean, Hollabass is a walking card and would probably, be the one that you should home in on. I mean, he's probably slightly fortunate that he's been, allowed to play. I mean, I'm glad that he has, because I didn't think it was enough to be ruled out of the cup final, that red card last week, but I didn't expect it to be rescinded. So, but Hollabass would be your one if anybody is.
Okay, let's shine our torches on the League One playoff picture next.
Right, 10 seconds to promote Paddy Power Games. Paddy Power Games, Paddy Power Games, Paddy Power Games. Advertising. It's easy when you know how. Paddy Power. Enough of the nonsense. 18+, begambleaware.org.
Right then, Thursday night, i.e. tonight, Portsmouth versus Sunderland. Sunderland lead 1-0 from the first leg. And then on Friday, it's Charlton versus Doncaster. Charlton carry a 2-1 lead to the Valley. So I guess Charlton are favs to go up, Brian, are they?
Yeah, Charlton are favs at 13-10. Sunderland are second favs 9-5, and then Portsmouth 7-2. Doncaster 11-1.
Okay, so those two games, like I say, tonight is Portsmouth Sunderland, tomorrow Charlton Doncaster. Mark, what bets do you have for us?
In terms of the Pompey game, I like Portsmouth to win by exactly one goal. I think the nature of the beast of these games is that they are tight, because there's not much between them. They wouldn't have finished between third and sixth, or fourth and seventh in their respective leagues. And you go back to the Aston Villa game against West Brom, when West Brom got in front and the tie was level on the night, there was this kind of stalemate, and I wouldn't be surprised if Portsmouth score the first goal. If we're in this situation where, you don't want to over sort of egg it, do you, and try and, get that second goal.
No stalemate last night, was
well,
it?
Well, no, I mean, that game,
right,
that game was ridiculous. It was still nearly, it still nearly went beyond 90 minutes, and I think Portsmouth Sunderland, they don't play football like Leeds and Derby. I mean, Kenny Jackett, is not much. He's definitely not Bielsa. It's fair to say. I think both teams are, pretty solid. There hasn't been much between them this season. I think we could be going to penalties again. They, of course, went to penalties in the EFL Trophy.
So Portsmouth by one.
Yep.
And Charlton, Donny?
Lyle Taylor to score first. I mean, he's in outstanding form. 10 goals in his last 11 matches. 5 of those were the first goal. He's just a massive threat. And I think since Grant went to Huddersfield, them two were sort of sharing the goals around. But now the focal point of that attack is most definitely Lyle Taylor. Charlton were good value for their win at Donny. Expect them to get to Wembley.
Dan, what do you think we should bet on in these two?
I would go for just the Portsmouth home win in the second leg. I think home advantage with Portsmouth is, it doesn't suggest it with a league form, because they've actually got more points away. But I think in big games, when a crowd there, they really do get behind the side. They've had some big results. So beat Sunderland 3-1 in the league. Beat Luton 1-0 as well at home in the league. Kenny Jackett as well, with playoff. He's got a knack of getting the playoff finals. 3 times, been in 3 semi-finals. Got there with Swansea in 2006. Millwall in 2009 and 2010 when they went up to the Championship. Sunderland, I worry about them at the back. I watched the first leg. Ozturk had his red card overturned. I think they felt the Portsmouth player wasn't in a goal-scoring opportunity, but it was a very clumsy challenge. I'm not certain about him at centre-back. They've had 1 clean sheet in 7 starts that he's had in the league this season, so there's a weakness there. McGeady's fitness is a doubt. He's a key player for them as well. He pulled out to the first game injured in the warm-up. And Portsmouth, I think, got more going forward. Four players actually got double figures with goals. Ronan Curtis, Gareth Evans, Jason Lowe and Brett Pittman all got double-figure goal tallies. So,
you've already convinced me. Don't need to say anymore.
Yeah, Portsmouth to win the game. And if I was to go either way, I would edge towards them qualifying as well.
Would you?
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing in the Charlton Donny
game? Charlton game. I looked at that. I think Charlton are the better side, but odds on for a team to win a game they don't have to win just worries me a bit. So I've looked for another angle, gone both teams to score. Marquis, 21 goals. Wilkes, 14 goals. Donny got a threat. Scored more goals in the league than Charlton, actually, this season. So I'm going to say both teams to score.
OK, Brian, before you give us your thoughts, give us the 90-minute betting on these two second legs.
Yep, Portsmouth, 6-5. The draw is 11-5. Sunderland, 12-5. Portsmouth, 15-8 to qualify. And Sunderland are 2-5 to qualify. And Charlton, 5-6 Favs. The draw, 12-5. Doncaster, 10-3. And Charlton, 9's on to qualify. Doncaster, 5-1.
And what bets should we be having?
Yeah, I agree with the odds. Full house for Portsmouth here. I've gone for them to win at 6-5. I actually watched the first leg last Saturday in the office, and it was a dour affair. And it was the Stadium of Light was half empty. And I read after the game, it was their lowest home attendance of the season, which I just found completely bizarre. I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, that would be because your season tickets don't cover it, but that's still astonishing, isn't it?
I'd say it's some sort of playoff record. You'd imagine for the biggest game, their biggest home game of the season, that they'd be able to fill it out.
Go on.
Yeah, the way the playoffs are going, it is hard to predict with any sort of confidence of which way it is going to go. But I do have Portsmouth to win, and I also agree with Mark. I do have either team to win on penalties. I think it could go the whole way. I have either team to win on penalties at 5-1.
Okay. Yeah, Mark, what's that all about? Sunderland half empty?
Yeah, I mean, Jonathan Wilson, the football writer, he's a big Sunderland fan. He said, like, some of his mates didn't go, and the general feeling was that, you know, you had to pay extra for it. There just isn't that much money going around. And they've already been to Wembley once, and yeah, the feeling was they were saving the money in case they needed to go again.
Yeah, no, sure. That's totally understandable. It is expensive being a football fan. We should never forget that. Before we move on to Europe, Brian, just give us the latest betting to be elevated from League Two and indeed the Championship.
League Two, Newport County are 11-10 to go up, Tranmere 4-6, and in the Championship, Derby are 5-4 to get promoted, and Villa are 8-13 Favs.
Everyone on the postcast the other week put up Newport, so that's going well. Dan, that game last night was something else, wasn't it? This is the bit, starting with City versus Leicester, which is only 10 days ago. I think it's the best 10 days of football I can ever remember. Just brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah, Leeds just seem to have this capacity to shoot themselves in the foot, don't they? You know, the red card for Berardi was just such a crazy decision when they were back in the game. You know, the keeper charging off his line as well that led to Derby's first goal. Absolutely amazing.
It really was. It was absolutely brilliant. We're going to look at these games next week, so we won't worry too much about that. And it's good, isn't it? We've got a proper 3-day playoff again next weekend. So League Two on Saturday.
The strongest game at the end of it.
Yeah, exactly. Bank holiday Monday. Derby versus Villa. Should be good.
And then round onto the Wednesday, the Europa League final, and then the Saturday, the Champions League.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's loads of great postcast stuff coming up. But after this very quick break, we're going to look at Europe.
Friends, or maybe more, earn a 20 quid free bet for every friend you refer to Paddy Power, thanks to our Friends with Benefits programme. Log in to your Paddy Power account and share your referral link to get started. Terms and conditions apply. 18+. BeGambleAware.org.
Welcome back, Bruce Millington, Mark Langdon, Dan Childs and Paddy Power's Brian McDonnell. Looking at some good bets for the final weekend in some of the major leagues on the continent. And I'm really interested in a situation in Spain, Brian, where Getafe, they've been absolutely heroic this season, going for a top four, which really is some story there, because they're a tiny little ground, holds about 8,000 or 10,000. It's somewhere in suburban Madrid. They sold their keeper to Palace last summer, but that didn't deter them. And they've got a squeak, haven't they? What's the latest betting from Paddy Power on to claim that final Champions League berth?
Yeah, so Valencia are 1-4 on favourites. Getafe are 11-4. And Sevilla are 2 points behind Valencia. Getafe, they're 33-1.
Okay, right then. Dan, what have you got for us across Europe? Don't give your nap away.
I'm going to, one of my bets is to lay Getafe against Villarreal. Villarreal actually been in a relegation battle for a lot of the season, but finished it really, really well. Got 10 points in the last five games. The only defeat in there was a 3-2 loss at Real Madrid. So they're finishing the season well. Getafe, I think they've been up there for such a long time this season, and the pressure's getting to them a little bit. They've had 3 wins in the last 10 games. The situation there, I mean, they're below Valencia on the head-to-head. Valencia got a game at Valladolid, are already safe as well, so they're long odds on to win that game. And you just wonder if, you know, maybe if news often flies across, don't they, between the games, and it may have an effect on the atmosphere. But Villarreal, anyway, are playing really well, and I think Getafe are opposable odds on. The other one I would look at, Torino are 7th, pushing for a Europa League place in Serie A. They're away to Empoli, who are 3rd bottom and battling against the drop. Torino 8-5, and I can't really see why, really, when they've got so much to play for. Empoli 19 defeats this season in 36 games. Torino have lost one of their last 16 games. I mean, they're on a great run under the old Watford manager, Walter Mazzarri, and I think they'll win this weekend.
OK, Brian, what have you got for us on the continent?
I like Borussia Mönchengladbach at home to Dortmund. Dortmund obviously are still in with a slight outside chance of winning the league title. They need Munich to lose and they need to beat Mönchengladbach. But Mönchengladbach need a win. They are 4th. They need a win at home to secure top 4. And I don't think the Dortmund squad will actually believe that Munich are going to slip up and they can win the title. So I think Mönchengladbach. Bayern are at home to Frankfurt. Frankfurt's season has derailed altogether since they were defeated by Chelsea in the Europa League. They were smashed 6-1 by Bayer Leverkusen, followed that up with a 2-0 defeat at home to Mainz. So they've blown their top 4 chances altogether. And I think Mönchengladbach will get that final 4th spot.
OK. And Lango?
In terms of Italy, Napoli draw no bet against Inter at home. Now, I mean, obviously, the game is more important to Inter, you know, for Champions League possibilities. But, I mean, Napoli, barely favourites on the draw, no bet. I mean, they've been better than Inter all season. And I don't see them rolling over. I mean, the game nearly got stopped last week. The Inter fans singing anti-Neapolitan songs, which is sort of seen as racist almost, you know. So, I mean, there's no love lost between the teams. I do not see Napoli rolling over, as the prices suggest they probably will.
When did racist songs in Italy cause a game to be stopped?
It was over the tannoy for them to stop singing. They actually take the localised sort of stuff probably
more serious.
Yeah, I suppose. They're very much so, yeah. I mean, I suppose it'd be like sort of, you know, the stuff against Scousers or whatever, but it's probably even worse than that. So there's that bet. And then in Germany, I mean, Bayern Munich just looked too short, definitely. I mean, they only need a draw, don't they, against Eintracht Frankfurt so to win the league, so I'd be laying them. I also think, I'm not sure that Dortmund are going to get their part of the business done away at Gladbach. I'd be opposing them. And Bayer Leverkusen, the biggest chokers in European football, need to win for Champions League football. They're 2s on away to Hertha Berlin. Don't call them Leverkusen for nothing. I just think, yeah, I mean, they're a great team to watch. It's just on the final day of the season, I couldn't back them at 1-2 away from home.
Brilliant. OK, right, let's get the naps.
This will not be beaten.
Right, I tried to find one but couldn't, so I'm not going to put one up just for the sake of it. I'll leave it to you guys. You know what you're doing. Mark?
Yeah, I've already mentioned it. I mean, it's 8-13, but I do think under 1.5 first half FA Cup final goals for the reasons I've already mentioned. I mean, 10 of the last 12 FA Cup finals have been under 1.5 in the first half. Man City have been starting games pretty slowly, and Watford, 10 of their 13 matches have had under 1.5 against the Big Six in all competitions this season.
Dan?
Kenny Jackett knows how to get the job done in the playoff semi-finals, so Portsmouth odds against to win the second leg against Sunderland.
And Brian?
Yeah, I touched on Mönchengladbach at home to Dortmund. Mark said it as well. I'm going to go Mönchengladbach and draw double chance, 8-13.
OK, so that's a treble, and hopefully you can enhance that for us on the website, Brian, can you?
Yeah, we'll have that treble enhanced, and it should be on site this afternoon.
OK, so go on to paddypower.com, look for specials and the Racing Post football postcast. Enhanced treble will be there. Right then, the season is drawing to a close, but we've got 3 more football postcasts before we draw stumps for the summer. So next Thursday, we've got, what have we got, Mark? We've got the playoff finals and the Europa League. Yep. Following week, we've got Champions League final. And then the week after that, we've got a special on the Women's World Cup. Are you on that, Mark?
They've asked me to be on it. Just got my head in the books at the moment, researching it, yeah.
Okay. Good, excellent. Right then, and Dan, hopefully you'll be joining us. Brian, thank you very much indeed for your input. Hopefully you'll be back very soon. If you enjoy these shows, please do make sure you rate, review and subscribe wherever you're listening. And that now includes Spotify, if you're a Spotify fan. Right, what have we got coming up? Maddie is back tomorrow, looking ahead to a great Saturday of racing at, among other places, Newbury. I'll be back next Thursday for another football podcast, and we've got golf next Wednesday as well. So until then, farewell.
Everything is better when it's bigger. Paddy Power's Same Game Multi allows you to combine a number of selections from a single match into one big bet. Check out the Same Game Multi tab and get building your bet. Terms and conditions apply. 18 plus. BeGambleAware.org.